Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Imagine you're a spider in the garden and you fall asleep in a pink rose. When you wake up, you stretch all your little legs and realize that you're suddenly naked in Westminster Abbey on top of the Queen's coffin in front of world leaders and billions of people. That was one social media user's reaction to a spider spotted during the Queen's funeral, riding alongside the dazzling imperial state crown and the oversized bouquet of flowers that included rosemary for remembrance, English oak, which represents the strength of love, and myrtle, a plant that symbolizes a happy marriage. In other insect news, during the funeral, royal watchers were excited when they spotted a white butterfly when Queen Elizabeth II's coffin was lifted into the hearse. The small insect was seen fluttering over members of the royal family and guards before eventually flying over the hearse and out of the shot. The sweet moment occurred during a meaningful moment of silence before Her Majesty's coffin set off to St. George's Chapel in Windsor, where she'll be laid to rest beside her late husband, Prince Philip. Royal fan Denise Stammers shared the video online beside a butterfly crown and a heart emoji. Denise explained, "White butterflies can often be a simple message of comfort to someone, particularly if they're mourning. Signs like this are a wonderful balm to the loneliness we so often feel after losing a loved one. They tell us that, though it may appear otherwise, we aren't alone." Also catching the amusement of social media users was the tall guy. He's tall Paul, 63-year-old Paul Wybrew, who joined senior members in the Queen's funeral procession. Tall Paul worked by the side of the Queen for more than 40 years. Her Majesty's page of the backstairs had a special nickname while he was considered one of the most powerful aides because the Queen highly valued their relationship. Here we take a look at the key role he played during a palace intrusion and how his devoted service was honoured by the Queen. Tall Paul is 6'4" and should not be confused with his former colleague, Little Paul Burrell, whom he towered over. Back in 1982, Tall Paul played a key role in one of the most notorious royal incidents when an intruder broke into Buckingham Palace and made his way into the Queen's bedroom. Tall Paul wrestled and escorted the 33-year-old London-born unemployed man, Michael Fagan, away from the Queen and tried to calm him down by navigating him to the butler's pantry where he offered him a whiskey before the police arrived. The Mirror adds that when the Queen turned 80, she decided to spend more time at Windsor Castle and requested Tall Paul move there too. He gave up his old flat above the old stables at Kensington Palace and moved into the new place, which was renovated to his liking and paid for by HRH. An insider said, "The Queen told him to decorate it to his taste and send her the bill. She said she wanted him to be comfortable." And no, Harry wasn't snubbed during the ceremonies. The Mirror has the play-by-play. There was a bit of awkwardness when the royals approached their seats, as Prince William had to direct his family members on when they could walk down the row of seats. Having arrived first, he told Prince George to pause, but Kate was seemingly unaware and tried to walk down the aisle. William had to point out that they needed to wait, so she had to step back to allow Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle to make their way down. A source at Buckingham Palace told the Daily Beast that they wanted to quell speculation that Harry and Meghan had been seated in the second row as a snub following their estrangement from the family. The order was approximately age order, but trying not to split families up. The palace suggested that, apart from Prince William, 40, who was now first in line to the throne, the other grandchildren of the monarch had been seated in age order, with Peter, 44, and Zara, 41, being put in the front row, ahead of second row occupants Harry, 38, Beatrice, 34, and Eugenie, 32. According to the palace, this explains why Harry's cousins, Princess Anne's children, Zara and Peter, were seated in the front row despite never having been working royals, rather than speculation that Harry being relegated to a less prominent position in response to his and his wife's attacks on the monarchy. Some social media users claim Prince Harry didn't sing the national anthem at the Queen's funeral. The Mirror recaps how Prince Harry looked incredibly emotional during the national anthem at the Queen's funeral as he paid his respect to his beloved grandmother before her final journey. On Twitter, one person asked, "Harry didn't sing the national anthem. Is it me, or did Harry and Meghan not sing the anthem?" Another added, A third agreed, "Can't be the only one that noticed that Harry didn't sing the national anthem." Whether he did or not is likely to be the subject of many articles, several podcasts, and probably a book or two. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The King has returned to Scotland for a private mourning. The royal family will continue mourning for another week and will perform no public duties scheduled through Monday, September 26. The Mirror reminds all that traditionally there is a long wait between a new monarch's ascension to the throne and their coronation. Royal biographer Hugo Vickers was on ITV's Good Morning Britain on Tuesday and said he suspected we would be given an announcement as to the date of King Charles' coronation quite soon, and even has an idea for the date. Vickers said it should also, if traditions follow, be a proclamation, because this is the way things were done in the past. I have a feeling it's more likely to be in the summer, because people will camp out on the streets and you'll need it to be warm, so it could be sometime after Easter. But wouldn't it be lovely if it was on June 2nd? Which would be the 70th anniversary of the Queen's coronation. Wouldn't that be an appropriate date? And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe, as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.